Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anthony, cut the music. My name is Linnell Willingham. I'm 27 years old, and I bleed burgundy and gold. This team is my life. This team is my happiness. This team is my pride. This team is my joy. This team is why I like coming in here every day, 4-7. What was put on display yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure, an embarrassment, a loss that makes you question everything that's been done to this point. But we'll get to tomorrow in a second. This is about me right now. We consistently look at this group, especially after what happened last year, and there are sky-high expectations, and people are talking about going to the Super Bowl, and people are talking about how special year number two could be. 7 weeks into year number two. 7 weeks into year number two, I am starting to question the long-term future of the Washington Commanders. 7 weeks into year two of the rebuild, I am questioning where we go from here. There's a laundry list of problems with this football team, none of which will be corrected by firing anybody. Let me just get that out of the way for the crowd of folks out there that just want to fire people. But to me, this is the byproduct. What's happening right now with this football team, this is the byproduct of a bad offseason. A bad offseason. Let's call it what it is. It was a bad offseason. You did not do enough to make this roster competitive. But for me, it hits different, right? Everybody handles and copes with a loss in a different way. I handle it a lot differently. This was tough for me. How much sleep do you think I got last night, Ant? How many hours do you think I was able to close my eyelids?
1 hour.
None at all.
Oh, wow.
None at all.
Slept standing up?
I had to sleep standing up because my ass is chapped from the performance they put on yesterday. Do you know how much this team means to me? I was raised by some folks that was brought up in the old school. My Aunt Vicky, my Uncle Steven, man, they did a tremendous job with me. We had a rule in my household. If you got anything lower than a C on your report card, you was punished till the next damn report card come out. And if you're a product of Montgomery County Public Schools, you understand that the report card comes out every 9 weeks. There were several times during my academic career in which I got a grade lower than a C and I was punished for 9 weeks. The lengths that I went to, the effort, effort's going to be a buzzword here throughout this show. The effort that I put in to watch my beloved Commanders throughout my childhood will make a grown man cry. I'll never forget each and every Sunday, My aunt and uncle will go to my uncle's father's house, Waldorf, Maryland. I lived in Montgomery County. Think about how far of a drive that is. I loved it, though. You know why? Because guess what my little happy ass was doing? I was running to the living room. I was taking a picture of what channel the TV was on and what channel the last button was on. And I was sneaking and geeking, as I like to call it, watching Commander games, knowing I wasn't supposed to, knowing that we had a top lock and a bottom lock in my condo when I was growing up. So whenever I heard that top lock go, klish, I turned the TV off real fast. I put it back on the channel it's supposed to be on, and I go in my room. And I didn't get these new age punishments that you spoiled Gen Zers and millennials get. My punishments were real. You know what my punishment consisted of? I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't have no phone. I'd have been put on a peanut butter and jelly diet before. I would go to any length to watch this team be successful. I would do anything in my power to fix what's going on right now. The reality is, 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are cooked. 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are at a point of no return. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow. You are what you are at this point. You are what your record says you are. I don't want to hear anything about injuries. I don't want to hear anything about who's in the lineup, who's not in the lineup. What happened yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure, an embarrassment, not just from a player standpoint, organizationally. You should be embarrassed by what happened yesterday. We got Mayor Bowser strutting the sidelines, and we got our ass whipped in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. Now, I feel like an ignorant person saying anything negative about the special teams, looking at the data Tress Way had, looking at the data Percy Butler had. Shout out to those two. Outside of those two guys on the special teams unit, I'll give Deron Payne a game ball. Thought he flashed and played well at times.
Luke.
Thought Luke McCaffrey had some good returns. What the hell was he thinking? What the hell was Luke McCaffrey thinking when he decided to go airborne? What was he thinking? Who do you think he was?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But the bottom line, man, I've been going back and forth all afternoon about how I was going to approach this. And I figured it would just be best if I just spoke passionately from my heart. I have zero confidence in the operation currently in Ashburn. None. Why should I have confidence? Why should I have confidence? Because you're looking at me like, well, what do you mean you don't have any confidence? Why should I be confident in what's going on at Big Bear AI training facility? They look like an AI defense trying to tackle people.
Are you talking about the coaching? Are you talking about
I'm talking about the penthouse. I'm talking about the 56th floor. I'm talking about where the freaks come out at night. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Adam Emmanuel Peters. He might as well be Emmanuel, his middle name. Damn it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, because I'm not.
No, I'm going to let you finish.
Because no, let me, please. I don't know where we go from here. Because if somebody was going to be up here and be real with y'all, and I think that's what I have to do today, we're going to be 3-7, right? In the next 3 weeks, when you have to travel to Kansas City on Monday night, when you have to go and host Seattle on Sunday Night Football, then host Detroit, how many of those games are you expected to win? How many of those games do you think they win?
Two, because I'm going to be there for two of them.
It's the only hope. It's the only saving grace is a glizzy ritual. It's the only hope we have right now is a glizzy ritual. It's frustrating. And I think I've let you all frustrate me. Talking about the fans. I have let you all frustrate me with your ignorant commentary online. Doc Walker hit it right on the head. A lot of y'all have the IQ of Lassie. Swear to God. And I'm watching Jaden Daniels right now on the turf, writhing in pain. Frustrating, man. He's not playing well. Offensive line didn't play worth a damn yesterday in terms of run blocking. defensively. We're afraid to tackle. I mean, we look as soft as baby Dookie. We're Charmin. Like cookie dipped in milk. Soggy. Nasty. I just get frustrated because I really care about this. Almost cursed. I really, honest to God, care about this. This is my world, young. This is the first thing I think about when I wake up is the damn Commanders. And maybe I'm just a loser with no life. This is the first thing I think of when I wake up is this group and how they're going to be able to get it done and how they're going to get off the schneid. Newsflash for the defense. There is no one walking through the door to save you. Fix it. Fix it fast. Fix it violently. Fix it ferociously. Because if you don't, what happened on Monday night or what happened yesterday evening, it's going to happen on Monday night against Kansas City. How many more embarrassing defensive performances can we tolerate as a fan base? That's my frustration. You can talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime. You can talk about arriving violently and BMF and all this crap. Had to listen to Sergeant Slogan about a half hour ago. Speak to the media. Yeah, Sergeant Slogan, Dan Quinn. That's what I'm talking about when I refer to Sergeant Slogan. Had to listen to his ass. And I feel for him. I feel for him. I feel for Joe Witt. I feel for every coach on the staff. And we're going to talk about the defense in great detail as we roll throughout the show. I'm talking to the players right now. I'm talking to the players. Y'all can be outside. Y'all can be outside at the NBA Youngboy concert. Y'all can be outside at the Massa concert. But then when it comes to Sundays and it's time to tackle, nobody shows up. We got dudes that didn't practice but went to a concert. Was probably dancing with your ass. That's our problem. I bleed this, man. I care about this too much to tolerate what we saw yesterday. It's embarrassing. You're amongst the league leaders in missed tackles. And we keep talking about the standard. There is no damn standard for this Commanders defense. The inmates run the asylum. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. Everyone wants to holler about coaching. You know what I want to holler about? How many times am I going to watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? That's what I'm frustrated about. How can I watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? Gotta be kidding me, man. Then I hear people throw numbers at me all day long. Oh, they're fourth in the NFL in pass rush win rate. They don't affect the quarterback. They don't win up front. They aren't disciplined. You had 120 yards in penalties yesterday. And I'm supposed to believe that you're disciplined. You don't do anything right. It's embarrassing. And the worst part about it is, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. I don't know how it gets better. Who's going to walk through the door? Are they going to sign me to the practice squad? Are they going to sign Anthony Haney to go run routes? Maybe they should put him at quarterback. Maybe that's what they should do. Makes me sick. People walking across the field, walking. We're slow as hell. We're the oldest team in the NFL, and we don't play our young pups worth a lick. Jazzon Newton getting out-snapped by Sheldon freaking Day. And I'm supposed to be happy with the future in the direction of this group. You asked me, was I upset about today, or am I upset about the future? A-Mac, the producer of the Chris Russell Show, is a Giants fan. You know what organization is set up best for long-term success in the NFC East? It's not the damn Commanders. We don't have a young building block that's worth a damn. They don't play. Unless our coaches are just the stupidest bunch in America, why don't our young pups play? Why can we continue to watch the same crap every week? Jeremy Reeves, I love you to death, brother. Crash out. You belong back on special teams. Coming up, overrunning plays. Give me more Darnell Savage. It's our best safety right now. Oh, but guess what? Guess what AP told us? What was this, back in August? Yeah, I really think our safety group is actually one of the best in the National Football League. It sucks. We suck at safety. Quan Martin's garbage. Jeremy Reeves isn't playing worth the damn. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to believe? Will Harris. He's the reason why we can't tackle in the secondary. And then another thing, and you can clip this one off and get it to social media. We don't have a leader. Where's our leader? We're the only team in the NFL that does this stupid bit of rotating captains. Rotating captains my ass. We got Tyler Owens leading the pregame huddle because he went to school in Texas. Who the hell's getting motivated for Tyler Owens to pump up the huddle? Not me. It's the same crap. You punched your ticket to the NFC Championship game last year. Great. You had $65 million in cap. Great. And what did you do with it? This is the crap that you put out on tape. This is the garbage roster you put together. And I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Look at the roster. That Jalen Holmes playing a defensive tackle against the Bears. What the hell are we doing? Sam Cosmi came back yesterday, got beat like a drum. Was awful. Josh Connerly, first round pick. They spent the first round pick on the offensive line because it's supposed to be about surrounding Jaden with weapons, right? What about an edge rusher? What about a game changer on the defense? You have $65 million in cap room to spend. And the best you could do at corner, was running it back with Marshawn Lattimore. That was the best you could do. You got Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner making $21 million combined not to do jack. Oof. Something's got to give. I don't like anything about it. It stinks on both sides of the football. We lack balls. We don't have toughness. We're soft. The Cowboys went to Carolina last week and got bent the hell over. Yet when it's your time to play them, you look like the best team in the damn conference. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the slogans. I'm sick of all the repeat tired-ass phrases from Sergeant Slogan himself, Dan Quinn. You're a defensive-minded head coach, and this defense sucks. Tired of it, man. Every week, got people questioning my credibility because I think you're better than what you show. I got people questioning my credibility and how I do the job because I think you're better than what you're putting on tape. Are you? That's the question. We can do this screaming and yelling bit all week long, but the bottom line is this. We just got the schedule sent to us. They're off today. They're off tomorrow. They're off Wednesday. They're back on the practice field on Thursday. What are you going to do? Are you going to tuck your tail between your legs and quit like I saw guys do yesterday? Marshawn Lattimore and Quan Martin run into each other. And I got to watch Bobby Wagner pretend to give effort like he's chasing somebody down. You should have stayed your slow ass where you were standing at. It's frustrating. We don't run to the football. We're soft. All we do is talk. All I see on social media is cute-ass pictures in your uniform with a rad hip-hop song behind it. Do something. I'm tired of your Instagram posts. I'm tired of all the slogans. Who are you? Because right now, you look like a team that's going to be picking top five in the draft. Who the hell are we supposed to beat the rest of the way? If you can't compete versus Dallas... The only team Dallas has blown out this year is the New York Jets, and they're winless. Winless! But it's because we're injured, right? But it's because we're missing key contributors, right? Did you watch Sunday Night Football? Did you watch Kyle Shanahan's defense with nobody on it? Nobody. You see what they did to Atlanta? The hottest thing jumping out the damn coffee pot? Injuries matter, yes. But good football teams overcome it. Good cultures are able to withstand injuries. What are we? What are we? Because right now we look like a joke. Tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. And then I got to listen to you nitwits on social media who think you know so, so much. You know what word I'm tired of? You know what word I'm taking out of my lexicon? Scheme. Scheme my ass. Some of you all throw the word scheme around thinking you sound smart. You probably can't even spell scheme. Tired of it. Tired of it. Last year was the most fun I've ever had watching football in my life. Feels like it'll never happen again. Never. We got a lot more to get to. I'm just getting rolling. I told Ant to even cut the intro music short. I have things to say. So do you. 301-230-0980. Let's go to break. When we come back, I want to get into the offense. Let's start there. Oh, what do you want to start, Ant? You want to start offense? You want to start defense?
I mean, it was all bad, so it doesn't really matter.
It was all, thank you. It was all bad. How do we make it better? That's the question. I'm not going to do what I did last year and stick a fork in this group. I'm mature. I'm more mature than that. I've grown. I've learned. But damn, something's got to give. How are the Commanders going to respond? Do you have confidence in this group? Bouncing back, fighting back. Where's the players only meeting at? Do what you got to do to fix this. Because right now, your season's hanging on by a thread. What did I say Friday? What did I say all last week? When you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late real, real early. I want to talk about this offense. And I want to talk about the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, in particular, next during the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'll be real with you. We don't even need to come back with music no more. I just want to go. I literally, 2 hours isn't enough time. We got till 6 o'clock. 301-230-0980. That's the first time we've thrown out the number here on this show. I don't even know. We're going to hear from everybody. Y'all know how I get down. It's the people's show. I don't know what to make of what I saw yesterday. I don't know what to do moving forward. I genuinely, there are no answers that I have. Defensively, we can't tackle. We can't play the football in the air. And then offensively, we're so depleted at the skill position spot that our margin for error is razor thin. Razor thin. Yesterday, offensively, once again, you weren't good enough. Yesterday, offensively, once again, your quarterback was not good enough. Was not good enough. And I know there's a contingent of you out there that act as if you can say nothing wrong about Jayden Daniels. He hurt this team yesterday at points in time. He wasn't flawless. He wasn't perfect. It's time to have a real honest conversation about the performance of QB1 since the start of this year. Let's be real. Let's be open. Let's be honest. Let's be objective. Let's not pull punches. I love Jayden Daniels as much as the next man. I think he's got all of the tools to be this team's franchise quarterback moving forward. He has not displayed those tools enough over the last 2 weeks. Point blank. Yesterday, 12 of 22, 156 yards. He completed 54% of his passes. Yes, there were drops, but there were also critical misses that ended drives. Point blank. Point blank. Jayden Daniels has got to be better. All parties involved have got to be better. Point blank, period. Everyone's got to play better. Everyone. No one is above criticism right now with this franchise. And I know that kills you all as fans. No one is above it. No one is above it. Yesterday versus the Blitz, 5 of 9, 46 yards, 1 sack, 3 pressures. Wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. Here's my thing with Jayden Daniels and where things currently stand with him, because that's where I want to start, is him. I think he's great. I think he's a second-year quarterback that has all of the potential, all of the ability in the world. He's also got to play better. He's also got to play better. And I don't want to nitpick his game because that's not what I'm here to do. But to act as if he is free of blame for what happened yesterday is total ignorance. Total ignorance. No quarterback in this league is perfect. I totally understand that. For the second straight week, he demonstrated piss poor ball security. The play that he got hurt where he fumbled shouldn't have happened. Why are you holding the ball below your waist with one hand? This is the National Football League. This ain't the Pac-12 at Arizona State. This ain't the SEC. This ain't even last year. Got to be better. Got to be better. Third and five. Here's the sequence in the game that kills me with him. Third and five. Third and six, rather. You throw it to Chosen Anderson on a slant. Ball is way behind him. He's got to reach back for it. Instead of throwing it out in front of him and getting the first down, you throw it behind him. Your drive is killed. Now Dallas gets the ball back and they score. On the very next play, the very next possession off of Jayden Daniels missing Robbie Chosen, because that's what it was. It was a miss. He threw the ball way behind him. Dallas scored on the very next play, 74 yards to CeeDee Lamb. Can't happen. Can't happen. He can't have critical misses on big downs. And the frustrating part for me with Jayden, and you know I've talked about his accuracy all year long, have I not? I mentioned it in week one after we played the Giants.
Yeah.
It's the same story. Why am I bringing it up? Because like I said, I'm not grading him on a traditional second-year quarterback curve. I'm grading him like the top 10 guy we swore up and down he was. Hadn't looked like it this year. No cut cards about it. He has not looked like the same guy. Accuracy was his superpower last year, people. That's how you got away with Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and Jamison Crowder in his third act as a Commander. Because he was accurate. Hasn't been accurate yet this year. Jayden Daniels' numbers on the year. On the year. Completing 61% of his passes. That's not good, guys. That's not. In today's day and age of the NFL, a good completion percentage is high 60s. Mid to high 60s. Got to be better. Holding on to the football too long. On the play that he got hurt, when he gets to the top of the drop, instead of throwing it to Zach Ertz, he tried to pump fake, and the rest is history. But I'm not concerned about Jayden Daniels. I'm not. I think he is made up of all of the right stuff. I think he's got the right DNA. I think he's a hard enough worker. He will figure it out. He will figure it out. What I am worried about is this offensive line. For the second time in as many weeks, our offensive line, the interior three in particular, the guard-center guard combo of Chris Paul, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi, they got their ass whipped yesterday. Solomon Thomas, Oso Odighizuwa, Kenny Clark took them to town. There were more negative runs and zero-yard runs yesterday than there had been all season long. And you know what folks are going to say, Ant? Oh, they were running up against the stack box. They've been running against the stack box all year. The last 2 weeks, you have gotten beat at the point of attack, and it doesn't feel good. It's a gut punch. It's demoralizing. You're not who you say you are. I've said it multiple times over the past month, and I don't mean to make light of anyone that deals with mental health issues or struggles. The Commanders have a personality disorder. They don't know who they are. Point blank. And now, for all of you that love to scream about coaching, you know what? If I continue to see the same thing happen over and over and over again with nothing changing, maybe we can't point to coaching. Maybe that is something fair that we can point to. You know why else? You know why else we can talk about coaching, folks? Yesterday, the Washington Commanders, a group that has no margin for error had 11 penalties for 120 yards and two turnovers. You're never going to win that way. Ever. It's tired, man. It's tired. And this stings, this hurts, because now, put the quarterback on the back burner for a second. Outside of Jayden Daniels, what young piece on this football team do you have unwavering confidence in? Tell me. Outside of Jayden Daniels, what young piece do you have unwavering confidence in? It's not Johnny Newton. Got outsnapped by Sheldon freaking Day. It's not Johnny Newton. It's not Mike Thamersteel. If I was Ben Sinnott, I would go to Cliff Kingsbury's ass and cuss him the hell out. It's no way I'm going to continue to block my ass off and I can't get a target. Not one. We're going to get to Adam Peters. I promise you we will. And I know that's a sore subject. If Ben Sinnott is as good of a blocker as he is, why did you pay John Bates $8 million a year? Why did you bring Zach Ertz back? Come on, man. Things got to make sense. A lot of the moves in hindsight, and I know hindsight is 20-20, it ain't making sense. You know what they say, though, man? A hit dog gonna holler. Arr! A hit dog is gonna holler. What did I hear all day in the locker room yesterday? We're going to get it better. We're not panicking. We're not hitting the panic button. You need to do something. Because the current product isn't it. It stinks. There's an odor to the Washington Commanders right now. It smells like hot ass. And offensively, it hurts because you were expected to be the side of the football that led this team. Yet you've been as inconsistent as the defense. I don't care what anybody says. This offense has been just as inconsistent as this defense. Turnovers, penalties, miscommunication, not being lined up in the right spot. Come on, man. I just don't know where to go from here because the personnel is not changing. The interior three of this Commander's offensive line got their ass kicked yesterday. All game long. That's why you couldn't run the football. Not because there was eight in the box, but because Oso Digizuwa, Solomon Thomas, and Kenny Clark bit you over their leg and spanked your ass. Ain't gonna ask me that I sleep last night. I stood up all night long because my ass is chapped at what the hell we've watched. I can't take it anymore. Von Miller. You brought in Von Miller. You had the chance to bring in Jadeveon Clowney. You brought in Von Miller. It may be too early to have these conversations, but there were so many bad personnel decisions in hindsight made this offseason. And a lack of resources invested in a side of the football that you need to work. We have a defensive-minded head coach, Sergeant Slogan, yet our defense sucks. It's got to be better, man. Got to be better. 301-230-0980 is the number. I promise I'm going to let you all get in on this. Because I've had enough. I about blew a gasket. I'm in here sweating. Because y'all know how I feel about this, man. It's dead wrong. I'm terrible as a person for this. This team, their success or their failure, it impacts my mood. It impacts my mood. I'm not happy. I don't feel good about what I've watched over 7 weeks. Wake the hell up. Because if you take that BS effort to Kansas City on Monday night, you're going to get embarrassed on national television for the second time this year if you don't get it together. I'm not going to put a fork in them. I'm not going to say the season's over. But if you don't win Monday night in Kansas City, your ass is grass. It's over. The one side of the football that I feel like has the most problems, out of all the three phases, offense, defense, special teams, clearly the defense has some very, very big problems. We'll get to the defensive problems coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, you didn't even play the music coming back, did you? Oh, my gosh, man. I've cracked a smile for the first time this show. 301-230-0980 is the number. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going hot and heavy on the phones. I want to get into this defense, though. Offensively, if you're just now joining us, man, Jaden Daniels has got to be better. He has not tapped into the offensive rookie of the year guy that we saw last year. We haven't seen him yet. How many games has he started and played, Ant? The opener, he played against the Packers, played against the Chargers, and then he played Monday night against the Bears. This was his fifth game?
Yeah, we are. Yep. Because Marcus played two.
He's played five games this year, and he has yet to tap into the guy that won the Offensive Rookie of the Year last year. We got to have a real conversation as the week progresses about whether or not he has a durability issue. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Not now, but we will eventually. What I want to get into now is the sore spot for me. I had to take a sip of water for this one. What I want to get into right now is the sore spot for me. This defense, man. It's so tough. I've used this analogy several times throughout this season. When you on the streets, say you in school. We all went to school, I hope. Everybody in here at least got a middle school education. When you go to school and you're consistently picking on those that are smaller than you, and then when the big dog shows up and you get steamrolled, you tuck your tail between your legs, you no longer a tough Tony, what does that make you? It's a five-letter word that starts with a P. That's the attitude of this Commanders defense right now. They don't give a damn. I need more effort. I need more want to. Southeast Sean. Lay to death, man. Stand up, dude. Always good to be in the locker room. Never turns me down for an interview. I knew what type of day it was going to be defensively from Dallas's first run play. Marshawn Lattimore got ran smooth over. And I got Anthony Haney talking about, well, they're going to find him. He's going to get fined. Lower your shoulder pads, Marshawn. He took a helmet to the crown of his chest because he can't tackle. Because we don't teach tackling. We have fundamental deficiencies when it comes to our tackling. Tackling been the same since we was in Little League. Little League. They literally call the lowest, the youngest team in Little League is called the ankle biters. That's how the hell we tackle. Like a bunch of damn ankle biters. It's sick. It's soft. Where do they do that at? This defense stinks. Smells like 10 cans of bounce that ass. That's what this defense smells like. It's nasty. And we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different damn result. But here's my problem. Here's what hurts. Here's what stings about the defense. I'll tell you right now, I'm 6'1". Probably pushing 275 right now. I ain't getting my big ass in shape. They can't call me. Anthony Haney taking trips out the States every damn weekend. They ain't calling him either. He's unavailable. There's no Tom, Dick, or Harry that's going to walk through those doors in Ashburn and save this defense. But you know what I was told? I was told the number one problem. I was told the number one problem plaguing this Commander's defense, I was told that it was scheme. Our scheme's not good enough. Our coaching is not good enough. Shame on you. Anybody out there hollering about scheme, thinking you sound smarter than the next man, shut up. Shame on you. Is it a scheme problem that guys are missing tackles? Is it a scheme problem that the Commanders have the fourth most missed tackles in football? Is that a scheme problem? Is it a scheme problem that Quan Martin can't tackle? Is it a scheme problem that Marshawn Lattimore won't turn his freaking head around? Is it a scheme problem that every time Jerzon Newton's on the field, he gets blown 5 yards off the ball? That's a scheme problem though, right? Our linebackers are making a combined $21 million and don't do squat. Y'all want to talk about scheme. You know what scheme they probably should be running at? Cover two. So the corners don't have to do too much. But guess what you got to have to run cover two? Linebackers that can move. We can't run cover two because our linebackers suck. They can't move. That's the best scheme that Washington could probably run right now. If you think about where their deficiencies are in the back end. It's cover two. Guess what? You can't. So the next time y'all want to holler about scheme, the next time y'all want to get hot under the collar about what's not happening from a schematic standpoint, go back and watch yesterday's tape. Go back and watch yesterday's tape and tell me it's a scheme issue. Dak Prescott on the deep shot to CeeDee Lamb, no pass rush. Zilch. None. But it's a scheme issue, right? I'm so sick and tired of everyone thinking they've got the answers. Sick of it. Everyone's got a reason. Everyone's got a cure for the disease that is plaguing this Commander's defense. There's no solution for it. There's no remedy. The bottom line is we don't have the horses defensively. And I've gone on this rant before. Y'all want to fire Joe Witt? What the hell is Joe Witt supposed to call? This defensive scheme, since y'all want to talk about scheme so damn bad, this defensive scheme is predicated off of a game wrecker being in the front seven. And guess what we don't have? A game wrecker. Guess what we decided not to go out and acquire with our $65 million, with our first round draft pick? We went and drafted a tackle. For all this, I would rather you had drafted a blue chipper defensively with a first round pick than draft Josh Connerly. Andrew Wiley wasn't that damn bad at right tackle. It's sickening. And the frustrating part about it is there's a whole bunch of finger pointing going on. Stop pointing fingers and give me better results. Point blank. Scheme my ass. And that's the new buzzword that everybody in this town wants to use. Scheme. Scheme this. Scheme that. Maybe we should just execute. Maybe we should get a pass rush. Is that Joe Witt's fault too? That we can't get a pass rush? I don't give a rat's ass about any of the pass rush metrics, any of the numbers that me and your favorite host spew out to you. They're garbage. According to SoomerBrain.com, SoomerSports.com, Washington had the best four-man pressure rate in the NFL. Didn't look like it yesterday. Hadn't looked like it all season. They have two outlier performances. The Giants and the Raiders. And the Raiders are the worst team maybe of the 2000s potentially. They're piss poor. That's why the defensive pressure numbers look the way that they do. The numbers are skewed. This pass rush is not good. In the 5 o'clock hour, let's point the blame where the blame deserves to go. We're in a year two of a rebuild. Here's my thing. This is year two of a rebuild. We're supposed to be pushing all the chips to the middle. This is supposed to be about making the playoffs this year. Not only are you not going to make the playoffs, but then when you don't make the playoffs, right? It's not like you have all your draft picks to go replenish the roster, right? What is the future of this team? How bright is this team's future? Not very bright. How bright are some of you? Talking about scheme, not very bright. We have 1 hour left to go on this program. I've blown out the clock every segment here today to the chagrin of our program director. I will get to your calls coming up on the other side. Bring it hard. Be passionate. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. Everyone gets 45 seconds because we got a lot of people to roll through. But I want you all to really tell me this on the other side. How optimistic are you about the future of the Washington Commanders? Final hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.